Our Senate members and guests on the floor, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the fourth chapter of Ecclesiastes, we hear, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. O Lord, in our attempt to get things right, we know that having others help us, we can see more clearly what is good and what is amiss in what we want to accomplish. Let us always be open to the varied relationships among us and the benefit that such relationships add to our lives and bring to theirs. May we see the balance and harmony others add in our work and in our daily living, O God. And may we seek the stability that comes from friendship and partnership. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsgetter, Brown, here. Burleson, here. Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, here. Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, here. Holzman, here. Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Libela, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Present. Senator from the 8th is here. Senator from Cole is here. Quorum has been established. The Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate. First regular session, 64th day, Wednesday, May 8th, 2019.
Senator from Cape.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Cape Girardeau. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Close.
Senator from Cape Girardeau renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Senator from St. Genevieve, you may think that Barrel Bob goes unnoticed, but I have a sneaky suspicion that you and the senator from Butler County have put a prop on your desk, which is strictly not allowed under Senate rules. Sergeant of Arms, please remove Barrel Bob from the Senate chambers. Senator from St. Genevieve.
May I inquire of you?
State your inquiry.
My colleagues are concerned, since I'm a little more mobile, they were afraid I would be barreling through the Senate, and so this is for protection. I would beg you that we protect our colleagues here.
Barrel Bob does slow some traffic down, Senator, but I don't think there's a concern of slowing you down in your current condition.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Barrel Bob must go. Senator from Butler County.
May I inquire you just for a brief minute?
State your inquiry.
I know you're about safety, and, you know, we have exit signs, we have other things. I think it's very important for Barrel Bob to remain over on the senator from St. Genevieve, because it is a safety issue, because he's moving way too fast now, Mr. President, and he does not have his lighted wheelchair anymore.
I am a big fan of safety, Senator, but I'm also a fan of the rules, as you are, I know.
I am.
And I would talk to the senator from St. Genevieve's nanny, who takes him around, takes him, drives him in the van, and have a conversation with that person, whoever that could be, and slow him down a little bit.
Well, Mr. President, I was a little bit worried about that prop because I knew you'd see it immediately because Beryl Bob has been around in your mind for a long time.
Beryl Bob is like one of my children. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Cole.
I inquire of you.
State your inquiry.
Following up on our discussion about safety, I have some young people over here that designed a lock, and I know we can't introduce them, but I'd like to talk a little bit about the what they've done for their school and the state.
There are no introductions of guests at this stage of the Senate process, but you may continue to describe this product.
So Paige and TC sitting over here on the bench represented the Owensville High School for the state, and they won the state competition, and then they went on to a national competition where there was 10 other schools represented it, and they were in the top three, and they won $100,000 for their school for technology. And but since we can't talk about that, I won't talk about that.
If we could get a little order in the chamber so the senator from Cole can specifically talk about a guest that's not allowed to be talked about. Senator, I think it would be Paige Talo and T.C. Fisher who won this great competition for the entire nation in New York representing Gasconade County and specifically the Owensville Dutchman. Is that correct?
Yes, they're Owensville Dutchman. Absolutely.
It's too bad we cannot welcome these national award winners from the great state of Missouri to the Senate chamber today.
It is too.
Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from Cape Girardeau County.
Mr. President, will you inquire the Secretary a message from the House? And if so, I'd ask that they be read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read that message.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House conferees are allowed to exceed the differences in section 3.070 on Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 3. Respectfully, Dana Rodiman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please inquire the Secretary. There are messages from the Governor, and it's my understanding they are withdrawal letters, and I ask that the reading be waived as they've been distributed on the Senator's desk.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived, and they shall be printed. Senator from Franklin County.
Mr. President, a copy of the gubernatorial appointments withdrawal letter has been distributed on the desk. I move those appointments to return to the governor per his request.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Franklin County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
The senator from Franklin County renews his motion. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion carries. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, could you please refer House Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 626, House Committee Substitute House Bill 207, House Joint Resolution 54, House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Numbers 48, 46, and 47, House Bill 758 with Senate Committee Substitute to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight.
They shall be so referred. Senator from Cape Girardeau County.
Objection, the Senate will go to order of reports of standing committees. Oh, thank you, Mr. President. I ask you to recognize the Senator from Webster for a privileged motion on Conference Committee report for Senate Bill 133.
Senator from Webster County.
Thanks, Mr. President. I have a privileged motion.
State your motion.
I move that the committee
Conference Committee on Report, House be taken up, substitute for Senate Bill number 133 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Webster.
They already have it. Oh, they already have it.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The committee report is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this report, as a reminder, the underlying bill makes changes to the egg law, which is really important. It changed some things from a felony to a misdemeanor at the suggestion of the Department of Agriculture. We had some amendments put in on the House side. We worked through those, and the Conference Committee substitute makes two changes. It removes the language dealing with animal inspections. That's former Section 261.099. The other change regarding industrial hemp. We were notified of concerns that previous language in 195.767 was too broad and could potentially create a loophole that could allow anyone to run their research center, and this tightened that up. Where only the higher ed institution in the state of Missouri can do it, and there is an emergency clause on this that allows the universities that are going to participate in this research and in this project start at an earlier date to correspond with the weather outside. There's some seeds that need to be planted for them to do some testing. And with that, Mr. President, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Senator from Webster County has moved that the Conference Committee report for Senate Bill 133 be adopted. Does any senator desire to be heard? The senator from the 1st District.
To inquire the senator from Webster, please.
Senator from Webster, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. And Senator, thank you.
It's getting a little loud in the chambers. If we could take our conversations to the side gallery so we could hear the senator's debate. Senators, please continue.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, I just wanted to take a moment to thank you for making the conference motion. I know we had some discussion about this bill last week, but as a result of the process of the conference committee, this bill has moved from one that I could not support to one that I am pleased to support, and I appreciate your working with myself and other members of the legislature.
I appreciate you working on the conference committee with me. We were very open about it, and appreciate your help. And both parties signed the conference report.
Yep.
So we have all the required signatures on there, showing there's no controversy with that.
Yep.
We're very good to work with, as usual.
Well, same, Senator. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption of the conference committee report? Senator from the 7th District.
To inquire the senator from the 33rd.
Senator from Webster, do you yield to an inquiry? He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, I just wanted to take a second. You know, we had conversation about this legislation when it came up the first time. And
right.
We had identified a couple of issues in it that wanted to see changed. And just wanted to say thank you for working through those issues and getting us to a place where this legislation is ready to advance. And just want to appreciate working with you in general. And I'm looking forward to seeing your legislation move.
That's nice when we work together. And the original bill, I did bring it up for discussion. House members asked me if I'd bring it up, and then if I seen difficulties with it, that I would withdraw and go to conference. We did so, got it all worked out, so everybody's happy.
All right.
I think. I shouldn't say everybody. I think most people are happy.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from Webster County, you're recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
Senator from Webster County renews his motion that the conference committee report on Senate Bill 133 be adopted. Those of the opinion that motion will prevail will vote aye. Those of the contrary vote no. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, aye. Bernsgetter, aye. Brown, aye. Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, aye. Cunningham, aye. Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle. Rizzo. Romine. Rowden. Sater. Schatz. Shoup. Sifton. Wallingford. Walsh. White. Whelan. Williams.
Senator from the 23rd. Your aye shall be changed to a no. Senator from the 20th district. Votes aye. Senator from the 9th. Senator from the 9th. You're on the floor, Senator. Votes aye. By your vote of 30 aye to 2 no, you have adopted the conference committee report. Senator from Webster County, you are recognized for the third read motion.
Mr. President, just a minute. I move that the conference committee substitute for House committee substitute for Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 133 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Webster County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Webster County renews his motion that Senate Bill 133 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 133. An act relating to agriculture with penalty provisions and an emergency clause for a certain section. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Lukdemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Gail Jones, would you get the senator from the Platt from Platt to come in? Senator from Platt, how would you like to be recorded?
Mr. President,
vote aye. Vote aye. Senator from Clay. Senator from Clay, how would you like to be recorded?
Aye.
As an aye. Senator from the ninth. Senator from the 9th, Senator from the 9th, would you repeat your vote? Votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye and 2 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Senator from Webster County, you are recognized on the emergency clause.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the emergency clause, which is only with one section that I discussed earlier in this bill.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please call the roll on the adoption of the emergency clause.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Libela, Lucht-Meyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Newton County. Votes aye. Senator from Callaway County. Votes aye. By your vote of 32 aye and 1 no, the emergency clause has been adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Cape Girardeau County.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to order business of House bills on third reading and formal calendar. I ask you to recognize the Senator from Barton on House Committee substitute for House Bill 192.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be House bills on third read, informal calendar. Senator from Barton is recognized on the House Committee substitute for House Bill 192. Senator from Barton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Committee substitute for House Bill 192 be brought off the informal calendar before the body for a third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Barton County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think when we laid this bill over, the senator from the 23rd was inquiring of the senator from Platt, or vice versa, one of the two.
The senator from the 23rd had the floor when the bill was laid over.
All right, him.
And Senate Amendment Number 5, offered by the Senator from Platt County, is pending.
Yeah, just to inquire for the Senator from Platt, Mr. President.
Senator from Platt, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do, Mr. President.
He does. Proceed.
This is, I believe this is what we talked about, Senator. So we're do you need to, I'll just sit down. I think I was good with the plan that you laid out to me on the floor the other night. Good discussion. So unless there's anything else we need to discuss.
I think we're good.
Well, Senator, thank you for the inquiry.
Thank you for the
thank
inquiry.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 1st.
Part of the Senator from Platt.
Senator from Platt, you yield to an inquiry. He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. And Senator, forgive me. I'm a little fuzzy. I know it hasn't been long since we've talked about this, but gosh, have we talked about a lot of things since. So, for threshold question, does your amendment end in .21S?
I am actually in the process of locating my amendment.
By all means. I think I've got it here, and I think if I'm looking at the right amendment, it adds language, a court that serves more than one municipality shall be treated as a single municipality for the purposes of this subsection. Does that ring a bell?
That is the correct version of the amendment. My intention is to withdraw that amendment and offer a different amendment. Bill number?
Say that again.
Bill number?
Oh, that would be 192.
192. I'm not even that far yet, Senator. No, I'm flipping through my file.
Session,
yes. I was having a sidebar conversation when this got called up and was not.
If it's 1056, we must be on 192, Senator. Yeah, and my understanding is that you might have a new amendment that's to be forthcoming here momentarily, and with any luck, I'm right about that, and I'm jogging your memory now, but that's kind of how things can be here at this point in the proceedings. Yes. And actually, the embarrassing next part of it is I have two amendments in my file on this, and my first question is going to be is, gosh, are any of my amendments already on this thing, or do I need to move my language? So a little bit of a cold start this morning. If you need a minute, Senator, can I maybe inquire the sponsor?
You may.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. President?
Senator from the first.
May I inquire the senator from Barton?
Senator from Barton, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do yield.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator. I know the senator from Platt has been shuffling papers, which is an occupational hazard on May 9th in this room.
I appreciate you switching your inquiry, Senator, so he could focus on finding.
Yeah, I was going to say my inquiry was counterproductive.
Right. I thought we were locked and loaded, but it looks like we've got just a minute of delay here.
So. Yeah, so I see a number of amendments here, including a couple of mine. And I know that the amendment we're on is Senate Amendment 5. Do you happen to recall which amendments have gotten on and which ones haven't, which ones have been taken up?
As I recall, the only amendments that were still outstanding were the amendment from the senator from Platt and the amendment from the senator from the 5th.
Got it. And I think my language is already on. Is that right?
I think yours is already on there, and we have not removed any amendments or drafted any new floor subs.
Got it. I'm going to double. Yeah. Okay. I'll double check on that in a minute. But first, I'm going to inquire of another senator, Mr. President.
Senator from the first.
Actually, I think the senator from the 20th might want to take the floor. I'm going to let him do that. Thank you.
Senator from the 20th district.
The senator from Barrie.
Senator from Barrie, do you yield to an inquiry?
Yes, I agree.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you for taking my inquiry,
You're
Senator.
Welcome. You're welcome.
So, as I understand, you're a graduate of the University of Missouri, Kansas
City. At Kansas City. Yes, I am.
And
also graduated Missouri State, too.
Oh, even better.
Yep.
Well, you know, unfortunately, we had an event that occurred on that campus. I don't know that it was showed a very great light at that time.
Yes.
And I think that the speaker was not exactly given a warm welcome, if I remember right.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh,
if you
sorry.
Could just move.
The speaker was not exactly given a warm welcome, not a Missouri welcome, if you will.
You know, Missourians overall are very hospitable and very welcoming to their guests. And this was a real affront to me personally that we would have a speaker come in to University of Missouri, Kansas City, and be treated as such. And I was very upset about that.
Well, and what was great about this speaker, and I think he's getting ready to actually speak in the rotunda here in a few minutes, this gentleman, Mr. Knowles, is actually standing next to our president, Mr. President.
If we could get a little quiet in the chambers, it's getting very difficult to hear the two senators debate, and take your conversations to the side gallery. Our whisper would be appreciated. Senators, we're sorry for the interruption. Please continue.
Oh, thank you. No, Mr. Knowles, who has actually graciously come back to Missouri, even after not having a very warm welcome at UMKC.
Well, that shows what type of character he has.
Yes. You know, he is a graduate of Yale, and it reminds me a lot of another former graduate of Yale, Mr. William F. Buckley, Jr.
I remember him. Yeah. I sure do, and I listen to him a lot.
So I think we're humbled that he would return, give us a second chance to our state, and so I'm excited about seeing what he has to say this afternoon, in a few minutes at 11 o'clock.
Well, our institutions of higher learning should be Of course, we should be equal opportunity for all students.
Absolutely.
It should be a free thought process to where all opinions are valued.
If there's one place, that's where it should be.
That's where it should be. And I think we're seeing a deterioration in that going in the wrong direction.
Yes.
And so that's what I saw, what happened when the speaker at UMKC was affronted.
Yes.
And it was a bullying tactic is what it was.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yes.
And I think if you are firm in what you believe, you don't need to use violence to stop the opposition.
And that's what I, it's always puzzles me, is I'm glad to agree or disagree and have a debate, but trying to bully somebody is completely out of bounds in my book.
Absolutely.
But I'm glad that he is here. He is up there next to the president, our president, and hopefully our president doesn't rub off on him too much.
Thank you, Senator. Thank
you're welcome.
You, Mr. President.
We are on the motion offered by the Senator from Platt County for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 5 to the House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 192. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing, Senator from Platt.
Please send that amendment back.
Madam Secretary, please send that amendment back. We now go back to the motion of the third read,
Mr.
final
President,
pass. Senator from Platt.
Mr. President, I have a new amendment.
Please send your amendment forward.
President, the amendment has been distributed. I would request a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Senator, it's been distributed. Would you care to move for its adoption and feel free to explain it?
Yes, Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the amendment. The amendment, very simply, there were some provisions in here that related to the management and conflict of interest provisions concerning certain counties and the structure and the relationship between the courts and the their boards of probation. And so those provisions were stripped out. We had some conversations with several senators who had concerns about the possible impact that those provisions as drafted would have on their localities. And so we've retained the provisions under subsection 9, page 3, and then the provisions on page 4, lines 14 through 27. Otherwise, it is the same amendment as before.
Senator from Platt County has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 6 to the House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 192. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
President, I close.
Senator from Platt renews his motion that Senate Amendment Number 6 for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 192 be adopted. All those opinion that motion shall prevail signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment Number 6. We are now back on the third read motion for the House Committee Substitute of House Bill 192 offered by the Senator from Barton County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Webster County is seeking recognition. Senator from Webster.
I acquire the Senator from Barton.
Senator from Barton, do you yield?
I do yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, good morning.
Good morning. I was about to inquire of you, Senator.
Thank you. I appreciate that looking out for me. Somebody's got to do it. There's a lovely young lady over the left that does a lot of that for me, so I appreciate you stepping up and doing that on this bill.
It's all right.
Senator, I visit with you a little bit about an amendment I've thought about.
Sure.
It deals with child relocation, and what it is, it says if a person, one of the spouses, is moving and has the possibility of taking the child with them, this kind of outlines a procedure. And before, there was really no procedure in it. You could just write a letter to that person. It wouldn't have to be certified or anything like that, and say, hey, someday we may move. And then suddenly one of the two spouses can end up with the child and move to another state.
Sure.
And so I had a constituent that brought this and found it. It happened several different times. And this just outlines the procedure for doing so.
I was trying to recall, Senator, if I know that language, has that been heard in a committee already? And
all right. And I just kind of want to know how you felt about that. Also, I had Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 12 and 123 dealing with the service of court orders. And I had that on that same bill that we were talking about. As my understanding, I'm not favorably looked upon the House right now due to my being on the budget committee with House Bill 3. And so I wanted to talk to you a little bit about shoring up the service of court orders for the Deputy Sheriff's Supplemental Fund. And what this does, it is passed out of the Senate 33-0, which is identical language to Representative Wilson's House Bill 746, which voted out of Public Safety Committee 7-0 and passed the House 121-26. This House has been amended onto other Senate bills on the floor. Currently, the sheriffs receive $10 for the service of court orders, and that money is paid into the county treasurer and, in turn, paid to the state treasurer.
Right. And if I recall correctly, Senator, I think I have heard that bill in committee and voted for right. The bill.
And this allows the private servers also to collect that fund. And right. It has to be in counties that participate in supplementing the Deputy Sheriff Fund. And a number of us, I've got some counties to get $120,000 out of this.
Sure.
That fund is going broke. And private servers can charge any amount they want, customary. The House the other day, hearing said they were charged $135 to deliver that. This would be paid for by the person that actually used the court system in civil cases only.
Okay.
So it doesn't pertain to criminal case anyway, but the person using that has to have the paper served on them, then that's who that pertains to. So the user's paying. And also in this, it does help the deputy sheriffs, but I've had deputy sheriffs tell me that 80% of the time that these papers are served, because they deal oftentimes with divorce, which is very nasty, or
yes.
Child custody. And so deputy sheriffs are called in just to help with this. So it's not uncommon for the private servers to have to use that. And I kind of wondered what you thought about that amendment to do so.
I don't think I have a problem. I think I would consider both those friendly amendments, Senator, and I don't see them as in any way either in opposition to the underlying bill, what we're trying to do there, or in any way a threat to the bill, particularly with the votes that you've already reported that they've enjoyed either in the whole the body or in a committee. And so I certainly would not oppose that. Are those being distributed now?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Are the amendments being distributed, Senator?
I have it right now, and I will get it distributed.
But I'll say they're being distributed. I think this is what we're seeing being distributed, isn't it?
Okay.
So we'll be good here.
You're prompt. Thank you. You may have helped me with that. Thank you.
That's right.
And I appreciate the time, Senator.
You
bet.
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President.
Senator from Webster County.
Mr. President, I have an amendment.
Please send your amendment forward.
Mr. President, it is being distributed as we speak, and I will not close till this amendment has been reviewed by everyone.
Thank you, Senator. Are you seeking, then, a waiver of the reading?
I am seeking a waiver of the reading. Thank
you. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. You've indicated it's being distributed, and you will not close until everyone receives it. Senator, would you care to move for the amendment's adoption, and then please feel free to explain it.
Mr. President, I do move for the amendment adoption. I do move for the amendment adoption, and I think I pretty well explained it with the Senator from Barton, but I'd be happy to take any questions.
I'm sorry, Senator, would you repeat your motion?
Yes. I move that the amendment be adopted, and I think I explained previously the amendment very well when I was talking with the Senator from Barton. but I would be happy to take any questions.
The senator from Webster County moves for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 7 for the House Committee substitute of House Bill 192. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Webster County renews his motion that Senate Amendment Number 7 for the House Committee substitute of House Bill 192 be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment Number 7. Does any other senator desire to be heard on the third read motion for the House Committee substitute to House Bill 192? The senator from the 1st District.
Mr. President, may I inquire of the senator from Barton?
Senator from Barton, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. And, Senator, thank you for yielding to my inquiry. This is the very frustrating scenario in which something has just been brought to, literally just been brought to my attention, and I get to ask the question of the very well-meaning person who has brought this to me, where have you been for 5 months? There is a, I think, relatively insignificant change to I believe it's Section 211. I've got the folks at research looking at it right now. I actually don't even have the email in front of me. I don't think it's a very big deal, but it's something that a that has been brought to my attention by somebody who deals in court procedure every day as part of their job in the third branch of government. So I'm trying to help somebody fix what I think is a relatively small issue. But if at this late hour, this needs to be something that we think about bringing into the legislative process next year, I will certainly understand, Senator. I don't want to delay your bill any more than absolutely necessary. On the other hand, if it is indeed an innocuous matter, it involves juvenile officers, I would love to be able to address it, but I'm also happy to defer to your preference as to how we proceed at this point.
Can you give me a little more detail about what it does, Senator?
I think that the desire is to create a little bit more flexibility in sort of who can serve juvenile officer capacity. I think that right now judges have a certain amount of discretion in how they do it, and I think the effort is to get a little bit more explicit statutory authority for what is apparently an existing process. But if this is not the 11th hour, if this is the 12th hour, Senator, I understand. I have literally given the communication that triggered this to the research table, and they are attempting to carve something together. But you know, the fair question to ask is, where was this Tuesday? Where was this in April, March, February, or January? And I'm not super happy to be in the position of feeling the need to bring this inquiry forward, but I find myself.
If I could, I know the research table is listening, and if I could get some kind of an indication whether your amendment would fit on House Bill 113.
Yeah.
That's just down the count. Would give us an opportunity to visit.
You know what?
Me understand
yeah.
to...
Yeah, I think that's a very fair question. If we get a thumbs up or a thumbs down as to whether what I've got in front of them fits on is it House Bill 113?
Yes, House Bill 113. It's just a few down on the calendar.
Yeah, we're going to get to House Bill 113 before very long. I don't want to hold up 192. It's had plenty of action on the floor already as it is, it's not like the concern that's just been brought to me has been like heard in committee.
Sure.
New to any, I mean, as far as I know, it's new to the building. I think it's a small fix for
at
a
this
small
stage,
problem.
We're,
but
I think we still are pretty well intact in terms of having legislation that the other side, the other chamber, is going to be happy with, and might not even have to go to conference.
Yeah,
I just don't know enough about this,
and Senator, candidly, neither do I. I'm just trying to respond to a concern that has been brought to my attention at 11:59:59 by a member of the third branch of government. And we're always happy to help, Senator.
I haven't gotten a clear indication yet, but...
If we think it fits on 113, we're more than happy to help there rather than on 192.
Well, the title of 113 is public safety.
Got it.
It's pretty broad.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether you feel like that would fit under public safety, but...
Yeah, well, and I'll say this. I'm certainly not going to... If somebody questions whether it fits, I'm not going to derail what the Senate's trying to do on that bill or this bill.
Sure.
So the moral of the story is you got 31 days in January, 28 days in most Februarys, 31 days in March minus 7 or 9 for spring break, 30 days in April, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 days in May so far.
Right.
So, I mean, happy to help, but I can't solve problems that I don't know about.
Sure.
It looks like the final Jeopardy music is playing. You know what I might suggest, Senator, at this point, candidly? It might fit better on this bill, but I am inclined. You have been more than accommodating in working with members of the body on this legislation. I am inclined to sit down, hope for the best on 113, and handle it in that manner.
Thank you, Senator.
No, thank you, Senator.
Further discussion on the third read motion on House Committee Substitute for House Bill number 192. Hearing none, Senator from Barton, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Barton renews his motion that the House Committee Substitute, as amended for House Bill number 192, be read for a third time and final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll. Chair stands corrected. The vote is a voice vote on the adoption of the House Committee Substitute. All those, Senator from Barton, you are recognized to close on the adoption of the House Committee Substitute. Senate Substitute, I'm sorry, Senator from Barton.
I renew my motion on the Senate Committee, Senate Substitute.
Thank you for understanding, Senator. The Senator from Barton renews his motion on the adoption of the Senate Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 192. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate substitute. Now, Senator from Barton, you are recognized for the third read motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for the House Committee Substitute for House Bill 192 be read a third time and put on its final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Barton County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Barton, you are recognized to close. Senator from Barton renews his motion that the Senate substitute, as amended, for the House Committee Substitute for House Bill number 192 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 192, an act relating to court procedures. Senators Arthur, Bernsgetter, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibola, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan.
Aye.
Williams.
Aye.
Senator from Butler County. Senator from the 4th. Votes aye. Senator from Butler.
Call the absentees, please.
Madam Secretary, would you please call the absentee? Senator from the 5th is seeking recognition.
Just a minute. She
voted no. Mr. President?
Senator from the 5th.
I would like to respectfully change my no to aye.
Your no shall be changed to an aye.
Senators Bernsketter, Walsh,
by your vote of 32 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Cape Girardeau County.
President, stay in that calendar. I ask that you recognize the Senator from Johnson on House Committee substitute for House Bill 399.
Senator from Johnson County, you're recognized for House Committee substitute for House Bill 399. Staying on that same calendar.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill number 399 was sent substitute. Senate Committee substitute be taken up for a third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Johnson County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is before the body with Senate Amendment number 4 pending.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a Senate substitute. I move the Senate substitute be adopted. I would request a waiver of the reading as the substitute is being distributed.
Senator, we need to take care of the Senate amendment that is pending.
Okay.
Senate Amendment 4 offered by the Senator of the 5th District is pending.
I will take his inquiry. Oh, yeah, I do have the floor. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, can you please send my amendment back? Thank you.
Your amendment will be sent back. Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate committee substitute be adopted, and I have a Senate substitute. I would request a waiver of the reading as the substitute has been distributed.
Please send your substitute forward. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. You've indicated it's being distributed. You've moved for its adoption. Senator, would you care to explain your Senate substitute?
Yes. House Bill 399, we've had lots of discussion about dealing with medical insurance for those kids that need, that have mental or physical disabilities and developmental disabilities, and requiring them to be able to get insurance. It's a compromise that we've worked out with the insurance company, the disability community, as well as the autism community. We brought up the bill the other day. We had several amendments that were being offered. And so what I did is I went around and worked with those individual senators that had those amendments. So we had the senator from the 13th, she had an amendment adding provisions to relating to personal care assistance services. We had the senator from Green related to adds provisions relating to medication assisted treatment, adds provisions relating to qualifications of the director of the Department of Health and Senior Services, adds provisions relating to consumer directed services. That has been included in another bill. Well, that's a individual bill, the senator from Green had, language that we passed out. Like I mentioned, the next one was the senator from the 13th. The next one adds provisions relating to the suspension of Missouri health debt benefits of offenders in correctional facilities in jail. That was from Senator Green. We had the senator from Jefferson, an amendment to adds provisions relating to direct payments of ambulance services. An amendment from the senator from the 24th that was already passed on to the original bill that adds provisions relating to unanticipated out-of-network care. We had an amendment from the senator from Phelps that adds provisions relating to multiple employer self-insured health plans. The next one was just basically a technical amendment for myself that we'd already passed on there, where we missed and one of the ands should have been an or. That was throughout the rest of the bill, but we missed one and so I was changing that to or. And then the senator from Cape Girardeau, his language, which adds provisions relating to health carrier reimbursement methods. So we tried to work with those senators that had amendments and came up with a sentence substitute instead. With that, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
The senator from Johnson County has moved for the adoption of the Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute to House Committee substitute for House Bill number 399. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Platt.
To inquire from Senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator, for taking the inquiry. I'm not on any of the health and pension committees, and I just want to make sure that so all the provisions that are in here were, I assume, voted out of committee.
Yes, I believe so. I know that if you have a question on a particular provision, it might be best to ask, and I can direct you to that particular senator.
Okay. Yeah, that way. I guess given that it has turned into a bit of an omnibus bill, that
yes,
might be the safer way to do it. Okay. Well, I mean, I think the senator from Green, you know, is smiling at me saying that he thinks it's all good. He's giving me a thumbs up. So, I just wanted to make sure. I know at the end of session I've got questions about some of the things that I put on and making sure that that things have been vetted in the committees and they're not just kind of being slid in. And so,
I understand, Senator.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does Senator from Barton County?
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire the senator from Johnson?
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
The third bullet point on your summary,
yes,
has to do with the qualifications of the director of the Department of Health and Senior Services. Was that the language, the compromise language that went in there that was worked out? I know that we had some problems with that language initially.
Yes, yes. But, see the thumbs up from the senator from Green as well. Yes, that is the compromise language that we came up with and worked through here on the Senate.
And that's what's in here.
Correct.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Clay County.
May I inquire the senator from Johnson, please?
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. You may be directing traffic here. I have a question about the multiple employer self-insured health plan section. Who should I inquire for that?
Which bullet point is that?
It's sections 376.1040. And 376.1042.
That is language from the senator from Phelps.
Okay, great. Thank you. Mr. President?
Senator from Clay.
I inquire the senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I had the chance to talk to some stakeholders yesterday about this language, and I support what it's trying to accomplish. I was going to ask, let me find the specific language. I reached out to some friends over in the House, and the underlying bill passed out of committee. There was an amendment offered for the second part that was voted down in committee, but then added later on the floor. And I was wondering if you could speak to that specifically. It's subsection 2, saying a health carrier acting as an administrator for a multiple employer self-insured health plan shall permit any willing licensed broker to, quote, sell, solicit, or market such plan. And And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the rationale behind that.
Well, I think, you know, the whole scope of it is basically, you know, if you're a smaller employer, you know, 2 to 50 employees, that you have the, these companies will have the option to go out and actually solicit your business, because the current statute doesn't allow that. And I think there's a lot of employers out there that don't know that they can take advantage of that. And, you know, it's not only good for the employer, but it's designed to lower the cost of insurance for the employee as well.
So right now there are only a handful of carriers who can sell. What's the purpose behind that? I think there's probably a reason for it, right?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Well, right now it is restricted in terms of who can sell that. And it's my understanding that the reason why that's the case is so that there can be more oversight. There are maybe 20 groups or so who can do this. And it was my understanding that that's the case because it allows some control over.
Well, I think it boils down to, this is more of like a co-op type situation, you know, any group can apply that qualifies for that, you know, the 2 to 50 employees, you know, where they can pull together.
Yeah, and again, I definitely support these kinds of health plans. I think it's a good option for consumers. But what this would do is it would permit any broker to sell, right, to sell these kinds of plans. And so, and again, this is just my trying to get caught up to speed over the last day or so. There was a reason why there was a limit on the number of brokers who could offer this.
What would that reason? I mean, I guess I'm not following your question. Why? I mean, the more you allow to get into these groups, in my logic, you know, it's just it lowers the cost to the employer and the employee to be able to do it. It makes it more competitive.
Well, I would be curious. The amendment was voted down in the House committee, and so I might see if there was someone who has a better idea why the amendment initially was voted down.
I'm not familiar with the reasons why, you know, the amendment was voted down.
Let me see if I can reach out to someone real quick. And again, yeah, I don't want this to stop. I support everything in this bill, actually. I think it's a good omnibus. It was just this one section that was brought to my attention recently.
The way I understand it, I've tried to educate myself on this, but, you know, the whole goal of this bill is just to expand the MEO access options and information to all these small employers.
Okay.
It's just a way to have alternative pricing, I think. I look at it as almost like, you're getting smaller employers into a co-op type situation to where, you know, they just, it increases their buying power.
Yeah. I just wonder if this particular instance, it's more appropriate for the multi-employer consortium or group to offer it as opposed to individual brokers.
I'm sorry, did you ask me a question?
I was just wondering. It's tough when I'm right in front of you. I think it might be more appropriate in this case for these kinds of plans to be sold by the multi-employer consortium as opposed to individual brokers. And I wonder if you would be opposed to limiting it to that.
I'm going to support the way this, this bill is, the way it stands, you know, with the, the broker works for the plan. So I'm going to support my part of this substitute the way it stands right now.
Okay. All right. We may respectfully disagree on that. section. Sorry. We may respectfully disagree about whether it's appropriate to keep it in there, but I appreciate the inquiry.
Agree to disagree.
We do that sometimes around here.
That's right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the adoption motion for the Senate substitute. Hearing none, Senator from Johnson County, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Johnson renews his motion that the Senate substitute for our Senate committee substitute to House committee substitute on House Bill 399 be adopted. All those opinion that motion shall prevail signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate substitute. Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move the Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 399 be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Johnson County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
For the benefit of the body, we are waiting for the senator from Franklin County to potentially refer that bill. Senator from Johnson, you did say you renewed your motion. Would you go ahead and say you close?
I close.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Franklin County.
Mr. President, could you please refer that bill to fiscal oversight?
That bill shall be so referred. Senator from Cape Girardeau County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements.
Hearing no objections, the order of business will be announcements.
Announcements?
Announcements.
Senator from Cape.
Senator from Cape.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move Senate stand in recess until 1400 this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cape Girardeau.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cape Girardeau.
All those in favor of the motion say aye.
All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
All those opposed say nay.
The ayes appear to have it.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it.
The Senate shall stand in recess.
The Senate shall stand in recess till 1400.
This day.
This day.
Hit it one time.